Europe puts a camera in every car and wants to read your messages. Starting now, every new car sold in the European Union must include a camera system that monitors the driver for signs of distraction or impairment. The mandate generated 847 comments, the highest engagement of any story of the day, reflecting anxiety that cut across political and technical communities simultaneously. The safety case is genuine. Distraction-related accidents account for a meaningful share of road fatalities across the EU, and camera-based monitoring systems have demonstrated real safety benefits in premium vehicles that have carried them for years as standard or optional features. The concern in technical communities is not the in-car safety function, but the data it generates. A camera continuously monitoring a driver's face produces continuous biometric records. Who has access to that footage? Under what circumstances can it be subpoenaed? Could insurers eventually require access as a condition of coverage? Could law enforcement use it retroactively? The mandate itself answers none of those questions. The GDPR provides some framework, but the regulation was not designed with continuous biometric monitoring systems embedded in vehicles in mind. And data minimization principles may not map cleanly onto the operational reality of dozens of manufacturers with different data architectures. Observers noted a historical precedent. Once in-cabin cameras are standard equipment, meaning they exist in every vehicle, the political question shifts from whether to deploy monitoring to under what circumstances existing monitoring should be used, a far harder debate to win once the infrastructure is in place. The chat control legislation, both versions 1.0 and 2.0, attracted 698 points and 281 comments after the site fightchatcontrol.eu published a comprehensive explainer on the EU proposals. Both versions would require messaging platforms to scan private communications for child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. Chat control is presented as a child protection measure, and no serious critic argues that CSAM distribution is acceptable. The technical objection is specific. The proposed mechanism is client-side scanning, in which a user's own device scans messages before they are encrypted and reports suspected content to authorities. Cryptographers and security engineers have been uniformly opposed because client-side scanning, as a technical architecture, cannot be confined to its stated purpose. Infrastructure that scans content before encryption could be directed toward any content, political speech, journalist sources, activist communications, by whoever controls the scanning database or the policy criteria. Chat Control 2.0 introduced what it calls upload moderation, a different implementation that preserves the core mechanism. The cryptographic community's position is that there is no such thing as a backdoor that only authorized parties can use. The exploit surface exists regardless of policy intent. For global platforms, the EU's leverage is real. Companies like Apple, Meta, and Google would face a choice between restructuring encryption architectures globally, maintaining separate EU-specific implementations, or exiting the market, none of them simple. Apple's opposition to exactly this kind of scanning has been publicly documented for years. Intellectually honest engagement with chat control requires confronting the argument's strongest form, however. The technical community evaluates the proposal primarily on cryptographic properties and tends to discount the empirical question of whether fully encrypted messaging at scale is producing acceptable outcomes from a child protection standpoint. Law enforcement agencies and child protection organizations have argued, with documented case evidence, that end-to-end encryption has made certain categories of investigation effectively impossible. The conditions that would need to hold for client-side scanning to be defensible, a genuine technical mechanism limiting scope, credible and durable governance preventing mission creep, and detection systems accurate enough to avoid a false positive civil liberties crisis do not currently exist. But the counterargument is not that backdoors are safe. It is that the absence of backdoors also has costs that fall on people whose threat models cryptographers do not typically optimize for.